And let's hear a review next of the latest movie starring Denzel Washington. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has been watching Flight.
Whip Whitaker, played by Denzel Washington, is introduced lying face down on a hotel room bed after what has clearly been a night of debauchery, substance abuse, and very little sleep. So it's dismaying to discover that Whitaker is an airline pilot scheduled to take the controls in a raging thunderstorm that very morning. But even drugged out, Whitaker can still fly like the Red Baron when his aircraft inexplicably plummets into an uncontrolled dive and seems headed for unmitigated disaster. Whitaker saves the day.
We're gonna roll it, okay?
What do you mean, roll it?
We gotta do something to stop this dive. Here we go. I've got control.
Not every single passenger, as it turns out, survives these heroics. And as a defense attorney played by Don Cheadle tells the pilot, the question is whether his bravery will be overshadowed by his formidable blood alcohol count.
This toxicology report states that you were drunk. And if it is proven that your intoxication was the cause of the death of the four passengers, now we're going to look at four counts of manslaughter. That could be life in prison.
Washington, as always, creates a complex character who is both wary and worried, a man who not only flies airplanes, but is also in flight from his own life. But the story that surrounds him is not as subtle or involving. For though Flight could have concerned itself with how to reconcile heroic actions with fallible human qualities, it heads in a more formulaic direction. Can Whip Whitaker stop drinking long enough to avoid becoming his own worst enemy? None of Flight's other characters hold us the way Whitaker does, though fine acting helps bring them alive. Don Cheadle is appropriately spit and polish as that attorney, and John Goodman is outrageous as only John Goodman can be, playing Whitaker's personal Dr. Feelgood.
What the hell kind of meds are giving you?
Aprazolam. That's generic Xanax. Hydrocodone. That's generic Vicodin. Probably Canadian. Where's the dihydromorphinone? Is this amateur hour? Get that doctor in here. You just saved 100 people.
All in.
You bring my smokes.
When all else fails, Flight turns to Washington. His ability to convey the agony of a soul in torment never lets us down, even though the film that surrounds him never rises to his heights.
Ken Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, edited by David McGuffin and Chuck Holmes. The editorial staff includes Jessica Smith, Shanita Anderson, Jordana Hochman, Renita Jablonski, Laura Kranz, Maeve McGoran, and Jessica Smith, with Nina Gregory and Arzu Rezvani at NPR West.
Our senior supervising editors are Kitty Isley and Shannon Rhodes, and our executive producer is Madalika Sika, who happens to be in the studio this morning. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Our theme music was written by BJ Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.